Good morning, listeners. We just have a very special call happening right now. Long-distance fan and listener of WGXC. This is Ethan calling from Norway. Ethan, are you with us?
Hello, I'm here from Norway.
Thanks for tuning in. Where are you calling from exactly?
I live up here by the Arctic Circle, near a small town called Sandnessjøen. About population about 5,000 people living on the coast of Norway here. It's beautiful.
Wow! And thanks for tuning into WG Exchange. And I guess it's might be a little hard to actually do any real swapping with you. I guess the distance being what it is, but maybe you could just share with some other listeners what you've been up to or something.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could do some swapping because I really could. Got a hankering for some good maple syrup, although I'm a Vermonter, so, you know, I'm a little partial to that Vermont maple syrup.
Oh, come on, man.
It is around in the Hudson Valley. But it's probably still pretty good. I could do that. But I've got a lot of fish I could trade for maple syrup, but I don't know how it goes. I've never sent it in the mail. But I've been doing a lot of fishing up here. The fishing is pretty unbelievable.
Wow.
Catching lots of cod and halibut and all sorts of stuff.
Well, maybe you could put your email out, and just in case someone does want to try to arrange a salt cod for a maple syrup trade, then, you know, you could see if it would work.
Yeah, maybe we could get that going. I've yet to dry cod, but that's sort of the traditional industry up here.
Wow.
Not long ago, is the fishermen would dry salted cod around this time of year and then send it down to the Mediterranean countries that they would make this fish bacalao soup with.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that could be something going on, actually.
Do you want to put your email out there just for kicks, see if anything works out?
Sure. If anybody needs any fish or any other strange artifacts from Norway, my email address is Ethan ethanbt83@yahoo.com. So send me a line.
So what else is going on up there in the Arctic Circle? You still got snow?
Yeah, we still got a bit of snow here. I had a cool experience yesterday. I went out to this island about 2.5 hours from where I live, further out to sea. And there, right about this time of year, is the largest gathering of puffins in the world.
Whoa.
And these little birds live out in the ocean all winter long, surviving and diving for fish and never coming to land until usually right about the 14th of April, they all gather in this huge flock and start flying around these big circles and then come onto land.
Wow.
And it came with tens of thousands of puffins just flying around in circles over our heads. Unbelievable experience.
I hope you're wearing a hat or something or have like a umbrella. It's all those birds flying around.
Yeah, there weren't too many droppings, but pretty powerful, cool experience. Great.
So this is like, has it changed the sort of like schedule of their landing with the warmer weather we've been experiencing, or is it still like pretty spot on for this weekend?
Apparently they say is that it's usually April 14th is the date that they usually come. I mean, I think there's been some years where it's varied from week to a week here or a week there, but I heard one guy tell me that there was one time where the birds came onto land exactly on the 14th 2 years in a row at exactly the same time of day.
Wow.
So I don't know how they do that. You know, no iPhones, no pages, nothing. They just, no.
That's incredible. So you just set sail and just head out to the island and hope they're doing their thing?
Yeah. Yeah. There was 100 people out on this little island. It's way out at sea, and there's a very small community there that's nowadays is mostly reliant on the fish farming industry, which is kind of a bad industry.
They live on that island.
But yeah, there's a community that lives there.
Wow.
But a lot of people come out at this time of year to try to see the puffins.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we've just got a couple minutes left in the show here, so we're probably going to have to sign off for now.
Great. Well,
but thanks for the call.
Great work, everybody, and I hope to be through Hudson Valley someday again. And if anybody wants some trinkets or fish or anything from Norway, just send me a line.
Great. Thanks so much for the call, Ethan.
Thanks a lot. See you guys.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was Ethan calling in from Norway on the Arctic Circle. I don't remember the name of the actual town. He's, I guess, one of our more long-distance fans and listeners of WGXC. So he's been doing a lot of fishing. I don't know exactly how it would work, but if you're after some Norwegian Arctic cod and maybe have some fresh maple syrup, you'd want to trade him. You can email him, ethan83@yahoo.com.